Home isn't just a building or a location on the map, nor an address. Home is the place where we feel loved and can belong. However, staying home is a big struggle. There were times in the past when we think we deserve better, we disliked and wanted to leave. We wanted to separate ourselves from the place and the people that we grew up with. As a matter of fact, many of you perhaps remember why I end up in Texas. I left Wichita, Kansas, because I wanted a time and a place so that I can get away from my parents and learn to find myself. I ended up in Texas. Each and every one of us, in our own way and in our own time, have strayed and gone away, some with greater distance than others. However, the greatest joy in life is found in knowing where home is, in all its simplicity. To be able to love and to embrace the people in our lives as they are instead of what they should be for us. The process of coming home isn't always easy. It takes a lot of honesty to be vulnerable. It takes a lot of sincerity, and it takes a lot of humility. Why? We have to be vulnerable, we have to be sincere, we have to be humble in letting go of what we have created and expected, as to embrace and to love as we are able. Coming home isn't always jolly, it isn't always romantic, it isn't always ideal. It isn't always perfect like the Hollywood movies that we see. Yet, there are much healings and reconciliation in the process of coming home. There will be some awkwardness and creative tensions, some hurts, and especially the need to ask for forgiveness and to forgive if we truly come home. It'll take many efforts and many opportunities will present themselves for us to be humbled. Yet, we're willing to do all of these things when we learn to understand this is where we belong. And the people at home are worth loving. My brothers and sisters, today we hear the parable of the prodigal son, one of my most favorite parables. But oftentimes we hear it and we stop listening because we heard it so many times. Some of us even idealized it. Yet, this parable represents a very personal, intimate, loving, and heart recognition of what it takes to return home. It shows many characters that we have often overlooked. The younger son who thinks that he knows better. The older son who lives with constant resentment of what he doesn't have from his father. And the loving father who permits both because he loves his sons in different ways. It presents many scenarios for us to contemplate and to reflect on. However, one thing was real and adamant. Not everything was perfect at this home. The younger son only reflect on returning when everything else failed. And upon his returning home, he had to learn how to be a true son to his father again, the one who doesn't expect, the one who doesn't think that his father had to answer every request for his father to love him. Second, the older son who lives so close to his father day in and day out, yet did not understand or was able to love his father because he was busy thinking about what he didn't have and compared himself constantly to his younger brother. Yet, the third character is the father who tries to love them both in their own unique different ways, but couldn't be understood by his own children. We thought it's what an easy parable, but each and every character in there has a creative tension, and it required a reconciliation, a loving forgiveness, a coming back. My brothers and sisters, in our relationship with God and other people, we need to learn how not to idealize or make things look perfect. There'll always be tensions and misunderstandings. Yet, this is the great reminder that we're not dealing with some innate system or ideologies, but living beings that are complex. Therefore, our relationship with people around us had to be holistic and organic, learning and relearning how to love over and over and over again. Like the father in the parable, our God will be misunderstood even though he tries to meet and love us appropriately as we are able to receive. We will compare it to goodness and think that he doesn't love us enough, especially thinking that we deserve better, we deserve more. Most of us will be like the two sons who will either leave because we're not satisfied with what the Father is giving to us now, because we cannot stand living with him anymore, thinking that we'll get what we want if we have the freedom to do whatever we want so that we can be ourselves. Or we can be the older son who simply stay close to him, but wrapped up in our own resentment and anger because we think that we're not his favorites and he doesn't care enough for us. It's important to know that we won't always get what we want or think that we deserved. Yet, God loves us personally as we are able to receive. It's important then to know who we belong to, who loves us, and how much it loves means for us. This is what it means to be home. This is what it means to have a home. This is what it means to constantly return home. I told you in the past, my brothers and sisters, that my parents, as typical Asians, never said, "I love you, son. I'm proud of you." However, they show it to me in their own ways. Huh? My dad, who is a mechanic, when I come home, the first thing that he does is that he takes my keys and pop up the trunk and check my car. That's how he cares for me. And of course, my mom, she loves to cook, and she cooks without telling me what she's cooking. Just for example, I just went home the other day, and I told her already, well, perhaps I assume that she remembers, that I don't eat meat during Lent. And she cooked something for 3 days, preparing 3 days for me to eat. And I told her, Mom, I gave up meat for Lent. And she said, oh, really? But then she said, just sit there. Don't go anywhere. And she, within 30 minutes, cooked something fast and stood there and looked at me like this. How did it taste? Is it too salty? You know, I only did it in 30 minutes, so just eat. You know, that's it, her own way of loving me. Never do they say that they love me, but through their action, show me what it means to be loved. My brothers and sisters, as a priest and as a parish priest too, I know many times that I have made decisions that you don't like, and perhaps that you don't agree with. And there were people that I have visited in nursing home, in the hospice, and in other places that told me that they no longer practice their faith because of something happened in the past with their priests or happened with the church. But I've always affirmed to people this reality, and I affirm to you now too, that even those we might not see eye to eye with each other on how life should be, how the parish should be run, or whatever had happened in the past with you and the church, I want you to know this, and this is coming from me. No matter what happened, I will never abandon you. That's a personal promise. Whatever happens, I will never abandon you. Whether it's in the hospital, on your deathbed, or anything, the church will never abandon you. And as the priest of the church, I will try my best to be there, because this is what we're called to be. This is who we are. You are my home. This is our home. It's not perfect. Heck no, it's not perfect. The city of Birkbeinet isn't perfect. Neither is St. Jude Thaddeus perfect. But this is our home. And it's important for us to learn and relearn over and over again, to be reminded, to know who we belong to, who loves us, and how much God loves means for us. We all have to learn, my brothers and sisters, then the need to forgive and reconcile. By meeting God and loving others where they are instead of what they had to be for us. It's important to focus on the quality of the relationships and cultivate them instead of simply objectifying or quantifying the things that need to happen to make us happy alone. So I end my homily with this question for you, my brothers and sisters. With whatever going on in your life right now, is God's love enough for you? Is God's love enough for you? And it's what we have here at St. Jude Thaddeus. Is it enough for you? If not, what can we do as we come together to help one another? Don't expect without giving, but come together and learn to sacrifice so that we help one another as brothers and sisters. Lift each other up so that God, His love, and how He manifests His love for us here and now, is truly enough for us.